We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And I bet Alex Mack is sort of a Berkeley type guy.
I bet Alex Mack don't know what was that word again?
Osmosis?
Osmosis.
I bet he knows what that means. That's probably where we start. With Alex Mack, center for the Atlanta Falcons, steps up here to chat with us after day number three training camp.
All right, well, first of all, welcome to the show.
How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good to meet you.
You went to Cal. Tell me the word again. What's the word again, Andy?
Osmosis.
Do you know what that is?
Osmosis Jones, the movie with the cell.
My guy right there. Great answer.
I think it's the process of water getting into a cell or something. I'm not really sure.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Like, it's close enough. Anyway, Tavecchio talked about learning from Matt Bryant via osmosis, I guess, observing and trying to get better by being around a veteran. You're the veteran now on this offensive line. You've been a veteran for a while, but you've got some young players around you, some rookies coming in this year. How do you go about making sure that you are the leader on that offensive line that those guys need?
I always just try to lead by example, just do the right things, try to work hard, try to bring people along and just do as much coaching as you can. I know when I was back in the Cal days, we always wanted to really do a good job of coaching each other because there's only one coach and you can like try to coach each other all the time. So like the system I was like, you know, raised in was always, hey, like try this, try that. You know, oh, I saw your footwork was a little wide. So even as a rookie, I was trying to do some of that stuff. Vets didn't like it too much, but which I understand. I think it was like the freshman, like the rookie shows up and tells me how to do everything. I was like, oh, all right. Calm down.
Right.
But at the same time, you'd like to be coachable. Like, okay, thank you. Yeah. My hand was wide. I really wanted to get that inside and try to coach that. So being a veteran guy, having done it a long time, knowing the technique, knowing the kind of system, you can really help other guys bring them along.
Now, I don't know if this has happened yet or not, but say Chris Lindstrom. He's a rookie.
He tries to
do that with you. Hey, Alex. I noticed that you did this.
That ain't gonna fly.
How does Alex Mack react to that?
No, that'd be okay. I would assume it was coming from a place of, like, hey, I saw you do that. Why'd you do that? And be like, oh, okay, you know, I did that because I saw this or did that or I think it works really well for this. And, you know, you just try to teach them some of the hidden tricks. The advantage of being an offensive lineman is when I get old and slow, which is happening quickly, you fall back on your technique. You know, no one's shocked I don't run an amazing 40 time. So if I slow down a little bit, I can still do the technique. I can still run block. I can still pass block. And it's okay because it's such a technique-based position that you have all the experience. You know how to do it. You've been around, you know, the world a couple times. That technique, that skill, that knowledge – helps make up that distance as, you know, age catches up on you. So you have that advantage. So you have a lot to share with the young guys. Oh, you know, I saw him start to do this, so I want to make sure my hand's inside to really take off that bull rush or something.
What was your initial thought when you saw two linemen drafted in the first round? And how have they been around? I mean, because, of course, a rookie nowadays, they speak a little bit more. When you came in the league, it was more or less you listened and everything. But how has it been with those guys?
These guys are great. You know, they're hard workers every day, eager to learn, showing up, ready to work, great attitude. And that's what you want to see. You want a guy who's eager to learn, ready to work, because they have a lot of work to do.
Right.
They haven't, you know, been in the league very long. There's a lot of technique that, like I was talking about, to pick up and learn. And what worked in, you know, college isn't necessarily going to work here. It's such a different game. Like, the best player you ever faced in college,
right,
you faced him one time, and then he, like, graduated and went somewhere else. In the NFL, that guy just sticks around, and he's every guy on the team. You know, they're not going away. They're not graduating. They just, like, they play for 10 years, and you see him twice a year. So you see these guys a lot. They've done it a long time. They really know what they're doing. So everyone's technique, everyone's skill is really large.
When you saw that on draft night, I know Matt Ryan, I guess, texted Thomas Dimitroff and said, thank you, the two first-round offensive linemen. What was – I don't know if you texted Dimitroff or Matt Ryan or anybody, but what was your reaction?
I thought it was a good acquisition. You know, it shows the value of your position and the position I play, you know, offensive line. And they just – they value it. It's really tough, and you're putting investment now to build these guys up, to teach them around, to teach them and let them learn the position and develop into great players. Because it's hard to get linemen. They're just you need them, and they need to be healthy, and they need to be around. And so when you have that depth, when you have these guys that come in, and with their attitude, when they're out there working every day, eager to learn, they're going to catch up really quickly.
We've had Ricardo on. We've had Mohamed Sanu on. And the one thing that they have placed the emphasis on is a new focus. Do you feel that right now at this camp? I mean, this is only third day, but being around the guys off the field and everything, do you sense a different mentality focus this year?
I see it as a everyone eager to learn. We lost a lot of games last year that were really tight.
Right.
And I think the key to that is just to, like, focus in the now. Let's get as good as we can. And then take every game one at a time and make each day the most important day. So don't look too far in the future. Let's work about right now in camp. How can we get as good as we can? Let's get really good at what we do. And then we can get better and better and better and better at that. And then when it comes to game one, let's, like, throw game one as good as we can and then move on to the next one.
Falcons center Alex Mack joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. We spend a lot of time talking about Matt Ryan, obviously, on Sports Talk Radio. He's a hot topic, of course, not just here but across the country. I don't know that there's a closer relationship on a football team than between a quarterback and a center. What can you tell us and tell fans something about Matt Ryan that makes him so good that maybe we don't understand, something that we don't see just as casual observers of football, but that you know with that relationship that makes Matt Ryan the quarterback that he is?
I think Matt does a great job of taking care of his business really well. I mean, he has his body and his throw in motion and his warm-up. You see him before practice, he's doing a million different warm-ups. And so he's out there early taking care of himself. And then he is always around devoted to the film study and the communicating with all the different pieces that he has to. So there's never a question whether Matt knows what's going on. He always knows, like, what the calls are, what the game plan is. Like, he is very tuned in to what the coaching point of any given play, and he is totally ready and willing and able to tell guys and get them lined up and know the schemes and, like, get everyone organized onto that. And then he holds people accountable. You know, he's out there, and you can see him, like, no, you're over here, you're over there. He's, like, directing traffic. And at the same time, he's a really nice guy that, like, gets along with everyone. So it's not like, oh, you know, Matt yelled at me, I'm going to, like, go hide. There's a little bit of that, but it's more of the fact that, like, oh, you know, he just takes the game really seriously. And on the other hand, like, he's a very approachable, nice guy.
With the new coordinator, how has that been so far? Is it new terminology for you as far as blocking scheme, calls, or anything?
We've changed some stuff around, and we're, you know, in the process of kind of switching some of the lingo stuff, which is nice because, you know, we play the same teams all the time.
Right.
So it not being the exact same thing every day, like, helps us in that regard. But it's still football plays.
Of course.
You know, you still have to block X, Y, and Z. And, you know, you still have a certain blocking scheme. So what we call it might be a little different, but how we do it is going to be pretty similar.
Alex Mack joining us here on the Midday Show for a couple more minutes. And, look, you've been through plenty of training camps now. I imagine things are a little bit different at this point of your career than they were at the beginning of your career. How is training camp different for you now than it used to be?
I remember my rookie year, we had double days, and
yes.
I was the guy
yes.
with, like, a ton to prove, and it was a real stressful environment in terms of I have the world to learn, and I have all this new technique, and oh my God, everyone on this field is better than me, and it was a really daunting feeling, and there's this whole, like, the future is unknown, you don't know where to live, you don't have a car, you know, you don't have any money, you know, It's a crazy environment of everything being new and different and the future unknown to now. It's like, oh, I've been here before. I know what the season looks like. I know what this is. I've done it. Like, I've blocked people before. Like, I know what the skill level is. I know the technique. Like, so it's a whole different thing of, like, knowing what to expect and having no idea.
Well, yeah, you have one of the better running backs in all of ball, number 24. He's a special, special runner. The emphasis this year seems like they want to go back to more of a 50-50 balanced type offense. How important is that run game going to help the passing game this year?
I think being balanced is the best thing an offense can do to be effective. So if you're really predictable, even if you're great at doing whatever you're predictable with, it's going to have a really hard time because the defense will just stop whatever it is you're best at. If they don't know what you're going to do, if you're good at a lot of different things, if they try to stop one thing, you go to the other thing.
Right.
You know, so if you're great at throwing the ball and they try to stop it with coverage, well, it should be easier to run the ball. So you run the ball all day long. So having them not knowing what to do, not knowing what you're going to throw, is it a pass, is it a screen, is it a run, is it a draw, and having that question mark in the defense's mind only enables you to be really effective.
Right.
Alex, thanks so much for the time today, man. We appreciate it. Good luck with the rest of camp, and we can't wait to watch you guys this year.
All right.
Appreciate
Thank you guys very
thanks
much.
Thanks a lot, Alex, man. Take care, brother. Yep. Stay healthy.
Alex Mack right there. Give him a hand, folks. Center, Atlanta Falcons, number 51. Great stuff there from Alex Mack.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.